This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Asserting my rights versus stewarding God's gifts. Acts 16:35-40. When it was daylight, the magistrates sent their officers to the jailer with the order, "Release those men." The jailer told Paul, "The magistrates have ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave. Go in peace." But Paul said to the officers, "They beat us publicly without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, and threw us into prison. And now do they want to get rid of us quietly? No, let them come themselves and escort us out." The officers reported this to the magistrates, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were alarmed. They came to appease them and escorted them from the prison, requesting them to leave the city. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met with the brothers and sisters and encouraged them. Then they left. Consider this. In my humble opinion, this is where Paul went wrong. Justifiably angry because of their unjust treatment, he took it a step further. Paul, citizen of heaven, asserted his rights as a citizen of Rome. He could have walked away as earlier apostles did, rejoicing that he had been counted worthy to suffer disgrace for the name. Instead, he exercised a measure of imperial power, his rights as a privileged citizen of Rome. It is one thing to steward the power of one's citizenship of a privileged nation on behalf of others treated unjustly. It is quite another thing to assert privilege for one's own sake. It's one thing to hold dual citizenship, as all followers of Jesus do. We are citizens of heaven and of the particular nation wherein we were born. It is another thing to live from both bases of power at the same time. The trouble is, they are vastly divergent sources of power. This will happen again when Paul gets to Jerusalem. He will stand on his rights as a Roman citizen in order to get himself out of another date with death. When Paul asserts his rights as a citizen of Rome, is he not entrusting himself to Rome? Regardless, his citizenship card will ultimately become his ticket to Rome, where things don't end up so well. Remember, God gets us where he wants us, no matter the machinations. The whole thing feels like a massive conflict of interest to me. Why does it matter, you ask? It matters because we, who are citizens of the United States of America, live in the most rights-oriented nation in the history of the world. Are rights a bad thing? No. But it's a short step from asserting one's rights to claiming their entitlements. Are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness inalienable rights? Or are they the undeserved gifts of God? We desperately want to answer both. I think that may be the problem, in my humble opinion. The prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. The question. So how about it? Are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness inalienable rights, or are they the undeserved gifts of God? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.